The crowd began to gather early in the morning
at Washington National Cathedral to honor the 38th President of the United States, Gerald R. Ford. Americans from all walks of life were in attendance. Dignitaries like Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman and ordinary people like Mildred Marie Hall, who did not know the ceremony was by invitation only.
I didn't have the ticket. I thought it was open to the public, and I didn't realize that we need a ticket to enter.
As the funeral procession made its way from the U.S. Capitol, the crowd outside the cathedral waited patiently in anticipation of Mr. Ford's arrival. A few anti-war protesters could be heard chanting down the street, but most of the people were gathered to pay tribute to the former president. Emily Elsner Twisme lives in the neighborhood.
It's a patriotic thing to do. It's such an important thing to honor a president, and it's important to be part of. I mean, this is a historical moment, and we wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Mr. Ford served as a U.S. congressman from Michigan for 26 years. He was appointed vice president by former President Richard Nixon in 1973, after Spiro T. Agnew resigned in scandal. He became president in 1974, after Mr. Nixon resigned in the wake of the Watergate crisis. He served as president for 2 years and helped to heal the nation in a difficult time. But most Americans, like Nino Cater, say he will be remembered more for the kind of person he was and the office he held, rather than any specific accomplishments.
You know, you don't get to see too much of the pomp and circumstance of one of the most powerful countries in the world, the most powerful country in the world. And this is one of those rare times when you actually get to see it. So,
this was the last official ceremony for Mr. Ford in Washington. There will be a public visitation and funeral in his hometown, Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he will be buried on Wednesday. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。